The laying of the pipeline for the gas-to-energy project is well on track for completion by year-end. ExxonMobil's Alastair Routledge says 40% of the works have already been completed.
For the whole pipeline, we're on schedule. We'll have that complete and ready to introduce gas by the end of this year. And so then it will be coordination, which we have an ongoing coordination interface activity with the developers for the plant. So that we can align commissioning plans as appropriate.
Routledge says the installation of the pipeline, which commenced in 2023, is being done in two phases.
The laying out of the pipe, we call it stringing out of the pipe, the welding of it, and then lifting it into trenches and burying it underground with all of the safety features that we add to that. So we're about 40% complete.
ExxonMobil is expected to deliver the completed pipeline in order to allow for the commissioning and testing ahead of the power plant coming online by the end of this year. The pipeline would be 12 inches wide and is expected to transport some 50 million standard cubic feet of dry gas per day to the NGL plant, but has the capacity to push as much as 120 standard cubic feet. The project is expected to diversify Ghana's energy mix and reduce the cost of electricity to the benefit of households and businesses, which could lend to growth in industrial activities and manufacturing.